Radio's greatest hits.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
Airchecks.com.
Clouds with some showers and possible thunderstorms. A high temperature of 73 to 78. I'm Darryl Gould, WBZ News. Boston Mayor Ray Flynn, after meeting with officials at the White House and the State Department, once again is excited about his appointment to be ambassador to the Vatican. He says he will accept the post. The mayor says he's been assured that the deal remains the same as it was when the president first offered it. Then, in addition to being ambassador to the Vatican, he'll be sort of a troubleshooting ambassador at large.
You know, I'm not looking for some sort of junket. I'm looking to go into areas where, like Somalia and like the Sudan, and helping deal with the suffering that people are experiencing there. And that's what President Clinton is interested in as well. And that's what the Holy Father is interested in.
The decision, of course, does take a lot of pressure off six people who've already announced as candidates to succeed Mayor Flynn at City Hall. Carl Stevens has more on that.
Sure, the candidates have been out pounding the pavement and pressing the flesh for countless hours, but the race could not really begin until Raymond L. Flynn, mayor of Boston, said arrivederci. State representative and mayoral candidate Jim Brett.
The front page, hopefully in the weeks and months ahead, we'll talk about the candidates that are running for office, their issues, what they stand for, rather than will he or won't he, because that issue has been put to the side now.
The mayor's decision should loosen a few purse strings, as many a would-be contributor will now get out the checkbook, reassured that the person getting the money could actually end up as mayor of Boston. Carl Stevens, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
Gregory Fitzgerald went back to Vermont today to face charges of murder in the strangulation death of his wife, Amy. He waived extradition on a fugitive from justice charge in Newton today and immediately headed back for Vermont. He turned himself in at the Newton police station last night. His late wife was attending graduate school at the University of Vermont when she was slain at the couple's apartment in Shelburne last month. The state Supreme Court agrees with the auto insurance industry. The rates set for last year in Massachusetts were too low. The decision will mean an increase in this year's bills for motorists. But while that has been left to the insurance commissioner to work out, most folks agree it'll probably be only about $10. The court found that former insurance commissioner Kay Doughty used bad math when she figured out how much the insurers could have saved had they stepped up efforts to crack down on phony injury claims. The companies had sought a rate hike overall of more than 11%. The commissioner granted 5.2%. WBZ News Time is 10:03 and time for traffic on the threes with WBZ's Jack Hart.
Well, thank you, Darryl. Some pretty good delays inbound on Storrow Drive. This report brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. On Storrow Drive, heading inbound, approaching Storrow Tunnel, we do have some work crews set up, and they'll be there throughout the overnight. Right now, traffic back almost as far as the Mass Ave area. Keep it in mind. Northbound on the Central Artery, we've got some work crews just by the Causeway Street off-ramp. They as well will be out throughout the overnight. We've got work crews on Route 1 northbound in Saugus right now. No doubt we'll see some work crews a little bit later on Route 128 by Route 138 in Canton. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Now at Dunkin' Donuts, you can get a fresh-made egg and cheese sandwich on our new toasted English muffin for just 99 cents at participating shops through June 27th.
WBZ News Time, 10:04. On Wall Street today, a 21.5-point drop for the Dow Jones Industrials. They closed at 35.10.5. Winning lottery numbers tonight. The Massachusetts Daily, 9, 5, 8, 9. Mass Millions, 6, 7, 13, 20, 21, and 32. The bonus number, 46. Tri-State Daily numbers, 408 and 3298. Now the extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Jay Shulman.
Thanks, Darryl. Variable cloudiness overnight and Wednesday with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Low overnight, 57. High Wednesday, 73 to 78. Sticky on Wednesday night with a shower in spots. Low 67. For Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High 88. Friday, partly sunny and less humid. High 80. On the Cape on Wednesday, clouds and a shower to start will give way to some sunshine during the afternoon. High 72. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Jay Shulman.
Boston temperature 68, going down overnight to about 57 as we have variable cloudiness and the possibility of some showers and perhaps a thunderstorm.
I'm Darrell Gould, WBZ News Radio 1030.
WBZ News Radio 1030 is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's David Brudnoy.
Nobody who was here 72 years ago at WBZ Radio, I think, will be on the air with us tonight, though there may be a listener or two. We are celebrating in just a couple of months the 72nd anniversary of WBZ Radio, as WBZ TV is celebrating as of tomorrow precisely its 45th anniversary. And my colleague, news writer Scott Feibusch, has put together a program tonight with some of the most interesting people to appear here as regulars on WBZ Radio, to whom we will introduce you shortly. But let me introduce you to Scott Feibusch. Scott, again, thank you for what you have done. Now, tell our WBZ audience why you did it.
Well, I've always been interested in radio history, and when I came to work here at WBZ, the history here is a little short of overwhelming. This was, as you know, one of the first radio stations in the country, and technically the first to receive a commercial license back on September 15th of 1921. And the station at the time was at the Westinghouse plant out in East Springfield, Massachusetts. They had a transmitter in Springfield, as we'll hear later on, up until 1962. It wasn't until 1924 that there was a transmitter set up in Boston. For a long time, they operated synchronously, two transmitters in Boston and in Springfield.
And since I was born in 1920, but I was too young to know the origins, I guess I'm one of the first, but I didn't work there way back then. All right, let us introduce the first two guests who will join us during this half hour, and Scott and I, and you, if you'd like, we'll talk with them, and we invite your calls throughout the evening up until midnight with Scott Feibusch and me. We're joined now by Don Kent and Gary LaPierre. Don and Gary, good evening. Thank you both for being with us. Pleasure to have you here.
Well, good evening to you, David.
Gary and I are working, it seems to me, constantly together these days. I heard Gary on with Peter yesterday evening and in the morning. Don, you and I haven't, I think, ever done a program like this together, but it's been my loss. What a wonderful thing to have you with us.
Well, I was a day person, or an early morning person, like Gary LaPierre. I still am. I'm still doing weather in WQRC down in Hyannis. That's all I'm doing right now, but you work nights the other end of the shift, so our lives never really cross.
I asked Gary once a couple years back. I filled in for a couple weeks in the morning, and I found it just horrific. And I said to Gary, when do you get used to it? And he said, Gary,
you don't.
You never do. Scott, why don't you join in and query our two distinguished guests with whatever you'd like to bring out from them. And we'll invite calls also at 254-1030 with Gary LaPierre and Don Kent.
Please, well, Scott. Wish be nice to me, will you?
I'll try. We'll start with Gary first. Now, Gary, first of all, I think you should share with the listeners who it was who came before you here at WBZ.
Absolutely no one.
Well, I think there's somebody that I spoke to yesterday who might disagree with you. I spoke with Morton Dean yesterday, and he's now, of course, at ABC in New York. And
I believe it was Gary LaPierre followed me, took over my job, and I remember him, you know, coming in with that squeaky little kid's voice of his. And from what I've heard on the radio, he's really worked on it a lot.
More than 600 milling persons are scrambling back and forth, hoping to catch a glimpse of the quartet. The Beatles will appear at the Boston Garden tonight, and so far the group has remained confined to their hotel room. For a direct report from the scene, here is WBZ newsman Gary LaPierre.
Right now I'm reporting from the middle of Nashua Street, right next to Boston Garden, where the Beatles will be putting on their performance this evening. You can hear the cheers in the background, because every time someone sticks their head out the window of the 11th floor, everyone figures it must be the Beatles. They estimate about 1,500 people outside of the hotel at the moment, and the crowds are expected to get bigger as they go. But they have about 1,500, and there's no doubt there's going to be probably double and then some that before the night is over.
All right, Gary, Morton Dean preceded you, and that's you in 1964.
Who was that old guy?
That old guy, that young guy. Your voice hasn't changed. Scott, well, how do you account for that? Does Gary go to voice lessons every morning or what? This is 1964.
I've never been able to account for it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really a pleasure at this point in my career to be able to say I succeeded Morton Dean on WBZ, because Morton Dean is easily one of the most distinguished guys still in the business today on a network level. And, 1964, I was a baby. I think I was nine. And, as you know, I've been there for 30 years. I was 22 years old. And the Beatles' arrival in this country was my first major assignment as a reporter on WBZ. And I'll tell you, to this day, I still talk about my interviews with with Ringo and John and Paul and who was the other
fellow? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I love you, yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
It was a trip and a half.
I knew you were a baby newscaster. You were 9, and the reason you worked early morning because you couldn't stay out after your bedtime, but your mother let you get up early.
That's exactly right. I've told that story before. When I was there for 2 years before I actually took over the morning. It was 1966 when I started the morning. And I've been doing it ever since. And at that time, when I took over the morning, the program manager said, don't you ever, ever let your picture be seen in public or tell anybody how old you are, because nobody's going to have any respect for a 22-year-old guy trying to anchor the morning. You need more maturity than that. So they wouldn't allow my picture and allow my age. Now I'm trying to do the same thing. I don't.
For other reasons.
For a different reason, yes. Anyway.
Let me ask both of you, Don, especially since you deal with the weather and the technology there. Nowadays, it's such a high-tech field. How has the technology changed between the time when both of you started at WBZ and today?
Well, in weather forecasting, almost the entire business of weather forecasting has changed in my career. I figure Gary was probably about in the 6th or 7th grade when I started on WBZ. That was 1951. I was then known as Weatherby, the BZ weatherman, and at that time about all we had were weather maps, and we didn't have satellite, we didn't have radar, we didn't have computers, we didn't have any of these things, and all of these things have come along, and I'm one of the only, just about the only person with a professional weather rating by the American Meteorological Society, and I got my certificate way back in 1949 that hasn't got a college degree, because everything came along as I was at work, so I had a chance to learn on the job, grow up with the industry, and I'm still at forecasting now, even though only on one station.
Gentlemen, we're going to take a brief break. We'll continue with Don Kent and Gary LaPierre right after these messages. But first, let me just give you a little bit of the remembrance of things past from 1969.
We got the spirit of 103, cause we're happy to be. The games keep swinging in Boston, WBZ.
You're the proud parent of a genius, little Joey, who just took his very first steps.
Good boy, Joey.
You just can't wait to show your folks. So you pack up a bottle, round up the necessary child development tools, and bundle up your little bundle. You strap him into the car seat and drive out to see your folks. And about a half an hour later, you proudly arrive. Too bad they weren't around. Next time, call first. Because little Joey's had just about enough traveling for one day. And it's a long ride home. We're the one for you, New England. New England Telephone. Part of the 9X family.
It is surrounded by endless miles of seething ocean. It is pummeled by arctic winds and perilous storms. Its latitude and longitude converge in a place as remote as any on the planet. Why the Vikings came to Iceland over 1,000 years ago, no one knows for certain. But we do know what they found once they got here. A miraculous spring of life flowing beneath a great and shining mountain, far beneath the snow and ice, beyond the touch of man. We call it Akva, a spring water so pure, so unlike any other on Earth, it surely must have sprung from the gods. Untouched, untainted, unspoiled. Surging forth to the surface naturally. For years we've known the Vikings had a thirst for adventure. Perhaps now we know how they quenched it. Akva spring water, the pure soul of Iceland.
Akva spring water, available at your local Store 24, Little Peach, Christie's, and Honey Farms.
America's number one place for tires is getting even better. At Sears, we've rolled back our already low prices on over a million tires, including the leading brand names. Now you can get all-season Guardsman radials with a 30,000-mile warranty as low as $17.88 each for the P155-80R13. Just $17.88 each. And Sears will install them in less than an hour. See store for details. We've rolled back prices at Sears Tire and Auto Center, driven to satisfy. If you need new shocks,
hello,
come
this is
to
Dave
see
Linden. Hoping you'll join me weekday mornings at 25 past the hour for The Other Side, a closer look at the stories you may not have heard on the news. We'll explore some of the interesting things that make us all unique, whether it's local, national, or from halfway around the world. If there's a story to be told, you'll hear about it with me on The Other Side. So spend a few minutes with me on The Other Side, weekday mornings at 25 past the hour, only on WBZ News Radio 1030.
The Spirit of 103, WBZ.
I think we've gotten a little better, Scott, actually.
I hope so.
That's kind of goofy. When I first came on here, we had a thing and a station ID that went on for about an hour. We were Westinghouse Broadcasting Station, Group W, Spirit of New England, went on for so long. And they had a big sign up around here because they knew I couldn't remember anything. And consequently, I had to look at it. And I looked at it for years, you know, until they finally simplified it all. We are joined by Don Kent and Gary LaPierre for the rest of this half hour. Alan Derry and Jay Dunn will join us in the second half hour. My colleague Scott Feibusch is with me tonight. He is the producer of this two-hour program and has gathered all of these interesting cuts, these ghastly jingles from the past and so on and so forth. We invite you to join us in discussion. Don't be shy about it. We're going to be passing through very quickly a variety of interesting people. So call us when you'd like to talk with Don or Gary or whomever and use the number 254-1030. Don, let me ask you this. I have noticed that sometimes with the highest of equipment technology, The meteorologists are wrong, and sometimes they're right. The same storm will be accurately predicted by one meteorologist and missed entirely by another. What difference does it make? We have all this high-quality stuff. You probably got it as right as anybody with no equipment at all, but your little maps and whatever you did. Tell us about it.
It's not a simple answer. The computers are right on most everything, but the exact location, the exact timing sometimes varies. Look at the big blizzard of this last March. That was forecast 5 days ahead, and everybody had that right. The computer was right on. There was only one way to analyze it, but sometimes it could go either way, and one forecaster picks one side based on knowledge or local knowledge or a hunch or something, and the other guy picks the other side, and only one is right.
You both worked together for a long period, overlap. Gary started here in 1963. You left doing what you were doing here in 1985. Do you have any experiences of the two of you working together of an interesting morning that you might want to share?
The most interesting morning involved Gary. Well, it happened many interesting mornings. I'm not going to tell exactly what Dave Maynard did.
It's a good
but
thing.
Right in the middle of that forecast.
Yeah.
Gary wouldn't want me to say what he did. But anyhow, he came bursting down the hall and into the studio and broke me up, and it's about the first time I ever broke up. I'll never forget it, and I don't think Gary will either.
We will be joined by Dave Maynard, as he's now calling himself this week, a little bit later in this hour, and I'll ask him if he'll share some of that with us. He probably will. Now, Gary, how about you? Do you remember something with Don in the early morning at some point in the dawn of the human race that you could share with us here?
Well, I don't know, David. I think probably the human factor is probably the most important word that you put in there in terms of my relationship with Don Kent and Dave Maynard and Carl D'Souza and whatnot over the course of the years, because it was very, very much a human factor put into the ingredient of what WBZ represented over the course of the years. And no matter whether WBZ was playing rock and roll or country music, which we never did, but or symphony music or doing talk shows or whatever, no matter what the basic format of WBZ, it was always the station where people would feel comfortable when the storm hit, when the school cancellations came, when the assassination happened, or whatever. It always had the number one ingredient of being the place to turn for information. And that camaraderie that developed between or among myself over the course of 30 years and Don Kent and all the news people that participated in WBZ over the course of the years, that camaraderie is something that I just really couldn't come up with a definition for, because it was something that I think is unparalleled in the industry today, and I'm sorry to say will probably never happen again.
And may I just say one
please,
thing?
Please, Don,
I agree with you 100%. It's all because we just love that job. There's nothing we love better than giving weather reports, as we still do. I'm sure Gary Kyle, everybody, we just love to do our job. And when you like a job, it shows.
To get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got to love your job.
You're right.
Now, I want to ask you, Gary, you've talked about how the station's format has changed over the course of these years. And we're at a point now where we're doing, 14 hours of news every day. Is there part of you that's sitting there, having done news here for so many years, that's kind of saying, what took you so long?
Yes, Scott, there really is. There's a
great
part of me.
Question, yeah.
There's a part of me that's saying that because when I came to WBZ, that first clip that you played was when the Beatles were coming to Boston. We were rock and roll at the time, and basically the newscaster was a bladder stop for the disc jockey. We were 3 minutes of news on the hour, maybe 30 seconds of news on the half hour, and the rest of it was rock and roll. Crank it up, and that's what the newsman was. But even with our reputation of being the news operation of New England at that time, that's all we were. The key ingredient was the rock and roll. And all of a sudden, over the course of rock and roll, through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and up into where we are today, all of a sudden Saddam Hussein became our program manager.
Love me, Saddam, love me, Ted.
That's right. Listen. And when Saddam says, this is what we're going to do, WBZ seized the moment with its reputation, with its powerhouse ingredient, and said, we're going to do this. And we did it. We became an all-news operation. We became, I think, an absolute prototype for an all-news operation in this country. And yes, absolutely. I'm sitting back saying, now, it's my turn.
Gentlemen, we're going to go to a call in just 16 seconds, but one more little tab of Morton Dean, Gary's great predecessor, or should we say Gary, Morton's great follower.
I do have a million memories of DZ and all of the people there. It was a terrific news operation, and from what I hear on the radio in my travels, I pick it up in my car all over the place, it still is a great news operation.
That's Morton Dean, who, as everybody knows, is of national significance and was talking with Scott Feibusch in an interview specially designed for tonight's program. Howard, good evening. You're on WBZ with Gary LaPierre, Don Kent, Scott Feibusch, and me.
Yes, I wanted to ask if your guests would comment on Bill Mallow and also Norm Prescott, because they were both big stars in their day, as was Alan Derry. I believe he was on at the same in the same period of time.
Alan will be here in just about 15 minutes, actually.
And I believe he's living up here in New Hampshire.
We'll be talking with him shortly, but let's get a response to the other names that you brought up. Gentlemen, you heard Howard's question about those other men.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I feel as though I've been there forever, but all the names that he mentioned all preceded me, and I never knew any one of them personally.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I knew Alan very, very well. We were there at the same time. Norm Prescott came a bit later. So Alan was a great guy, and I guess he's still around and still doing his thing.
Yeah.
And what about Bill Mallow?
I did know Bill Mallow as well. I wasn't a real rock and roll fan. I was a little unhappy at that particular time because they put the weather really on the back burner during rock and roll. But it sure came back.
Well, I still love you.
It's a good show, and I'm enjoying it.
Thanks very much, Howard.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, sir. Our number again, 254-1030, area code 617. We have only about 4 minutes left with Gary and Don. I'd like my colleague Scott Feibusch to continue his prodding of our distinguished guest for more information. Scott, please.
Well, Gary, you've mentioned the Beatles as being the first news story that you were sent out to cover here at WBZ. What sticks in your mind over the course of these years is the most significant story that you've covered here?
Oh, goodness, there are so many. The second big story that I covered at WBZ, I was with Morton Dean, whom we've spoken of several times. We were at the State Democratic Convention in Springfield, Massachusetts. This was strictly a statewide convention, not a national Democratic convention. We were awaiting the arrival of Ted Kennedy, who was going to be the featured speaker at the convention. Morton and I were sitting off to the side, and he was sort of giving me his guidance of Democratic conventions. I'd never covered one. And we got a report from a security officer. There'd been a plane crash not too far up the street from the Springfield Convention Center. And he said to me, you know, Ted Kennedy's plane is due to arrive about now. He said, do you suppose? And I said, what are the chances of that? He said, to hell with it. Take off. Go for it. I'll stay here and I'll cover things here. Mort handled the convention coverage. I headed for a little apple orchard in Westfield, Massachusetts, and was the first reporter to arrive at the scene of the plane crash where Ted Kennedy went down. Senator Birch Bayh was with him. They took Ted Kennedy out of that plane with a broken back, as you know, at that point.
Yes.
The pilot was killed. I was with Ted Kennedy from there to the Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton where they brought him. That was an incredibly dramatic moment for me as a reporter, and that was, again, I think my second major story at WBZ. From that point on, I think national politics became the thing that interests me the most over the course of 30 years. I've covered every national convention since 1968, both Democratic and Republican, starting with the infamous Democratic Convention in Chicago in 68. And I think if you were to ask me to single it down to one story, it would be national politics, and I just love every minute of it.
Gentlemen, we have 1 minute left for one final call with you two, and let's get to her right now. Doris, good evening. I'm with Don Kent and Gary LaPierre.
Yes, David, I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have always, even when you're on TV at night late. But anyway, I wanted to ask Don, I've always enjoyed him on TV as well, and one night while watching him, people used to kid him about his forecast being so wrong. And he mentioned that how he got into weather forecasting, how his father had brought him to the beach. Will you comment on that, Don?
Well, my father was a naturalist. He had them way back then, and he was always looking at the sky, and he'd get out his almanac and start talking about the weather. And I thought there was more to it than that, and I started studying everything I could study. And as I said earlier, I just grew up as a business grew up. And I started talking weather on a little radio station in Boston without any pay way back in 1935 when I got out of high school.
Doris, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. I've enjoyed you, Don. Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Gary LaPierre, you got to get to bed. Boy, do you have to get to bed. Don Kent, you too.
I get up early at 4, too.
I know you do. That's why I say you have to get to bed, too. Thank you both very much for joining Scott and me tonight on WBZ.
It was a pleasure.
Pleasure to talk with you both. And we'll break right now, but I want you to hear this just for a moment here. Our last jingle, I think.
We have more.
Okay.
WBZ.
America's number one place for tires is getting even better. At Sears, we've rolled back our already low prices on over a million tires, including the leading brand names. Now you can get all-season Guardsman radials with a 30,000-mile warranty as low as $17.88 each for the P155-80R13. Just $17.88 each. And Sears will install them in less than an hour. See store for details. We've rolled back prices at Sears Tire and Auto Center, driven to satisfy. If you need new shocks, come to Sears now. Our prices on gas shocks have never been lower. Through June 20th, our special purchase Steady Rider gas shocks are as low as $8.88 for passenger cars, as low as $16.88 for light trucks, and they're backed coast to coast. Ask a Sears suspension specialist for details. Our prices on gas shocks have never been lower. Through June 20th at Sears Tire and Auto Center. Driven to satisfy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Maynard. A very excited Dave Maynard. I'm excited about the first retirement workshop that I'm going to host, and boy, do I have questions to ask about my retirement. New England Advisory Group, New England's largest independent financial planning company, has put together a terrific blue ribbon panel of financial planning experts, including a mutual fund specialist, a former IRS tax attorney who specializes in estate planning, a prominent CPA in the area familiar with Social Security, IRA, 401k, a 401b, KEO, and pension plan, everything that matters to you. It's going to be a very important night for all of us interested in good, solid retirement planning, and it's all free. 7 p.m. Wednesday, June 16th at the Sheraton Tower Braintree, 7 p.m. Thursday, June 17th at the Burlington Marriott. Just call 617-662-3252. That's 662-3252. It's free, but you must have reservations. So join us, 617-662-3252.
You're watching the Discovery Channel. You know it's Wednesday, but suddenly you forget what year it is. You've been transported to the future on Beyond 2000.
Imagine folding up your car and packing it in its own suitcase. Now that's valet parking. An ex-musician has made an environmentally sound coffin from almond shells. It's his finest decomposition.
Nobody reveals the future like Beyond 2000. Wednesday nights at 10, only on the Discovery Channel. Harvey News, mornings after the news at 8:30, only on The Morning News, weekdays starting at 5 a.m. on WBZ News Radio 1030.
In
It's 10:30, Boston temperature 67. WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Jay Schulman is calling for variable cloudiness overnight with the possibility of some showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, the low 57. Then tomorrow, clouds with some showers, possible thunderstorms again, the high temperature 73 to 78. I'm Darrell Gould, WBZ News. That on-again, off-again acceptance by Mayor Ray Flynn of his appointment to be ambassador to the Vatican is on again. After meeting with White House and State Department officials today, the mayor says he is now convinced the job will not be a mostly ceremonial one, that in addition to representing the United States at St. Peter's, he'll also be regarded as a sort of ambassador at large to deal with problems elsewhere. His decision, of course, leaves six people very happy now. They can get back to campaigning for the special election to succeed Ray Flynn this fall. President Clinton has retreated from an unpopular energy tax based on the heat content of fuels. In an interview on the McNeil-Lehrer News Hour tonight, Treasury Secretary Lloyd Bentsen said the administration has decided to substitute a broad energy tax for the original proposal, the so-called BTU tax. The city clerk's office in Los Angeles estimates that more voters are going to the polls today than in some previous municipal elections. Initially, the turnout was very light for today's mayoral race. Voters are deciding whether City Councilman Michael Wu or businessman Richard Reardon will take over for retiring Mayor Tom Bradley. With about half an hour to go until the polls close out on the West Coast, we have this report from Jane Platt.
Voter turnout is relatively light as Los Angeles residents pick a new mayor for the first time in 20 years. In the past few days, polls have shown the race is very close between white businessman Richard Reardon and a Chinese-American city councilman Michael Wu. Wu says he's more in touch with the needs of the community, but Reardon maintains his own business experience will help him fix the city's sagging economy. Whoever wins this election will be faced with LA's financial woes and its lingering wounds caused by last year's riots. Jane Platt, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Secretary of State Warren Christopher is asking NATO allies to support United Nations troops guarding so-called safe zones for civilians in Bosnia. Christopher today began a six-day European trip to try to shore up support for the Bosnian operation. A federal judge in New York has ordered the government to close down that Haitian refugee camp at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. More than 150 Haitians are being held there because they've tested positive for the AIDS virus. And with a selected group of 800 guests looking on, the Crown Prince of Japan has married Masaka Owada, a career diplomat who gave up her career for marriage into the world's oldest royal family. The couple crowned their wedding vows with sips of wine before a shrine dedicated to the sun god. WBZ News Time, 10:33. Time for traffic on the threes. WBZ's Jack Harsh.
Well, thank you, Darrell. We still have some pretty good delays inbound on Storrow Drive right now. Work crews before Storrow Tunnel causing traffic to back up quite heavily. That'll be in effect throughout the overnight, and you can expect delays throughout the overnight. Northbound on the Central Artery by the Causeway Street off-ramp, some work crews taking up space this particular point, so do watch out there. A little later on, the Callahan Tunnel will shut down. We'll create two-way traffic in the Sumner Tunnel. That'll be until 5:30. Currently, we've got work crews on Route 1 northbound in Saugus taking up some space. Watch out there. A little later on, work crews will show up on Route 128 in the Canton area. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
She tells me that I can plan the whole trip. She says she'll camp in the wilderness and wrestle bears, but she will not travel 1 inch in my car. No problem. I go down the street to budget. The lady at the budget counter punches something up on her computer, smiles at me, and says, yes, they have just what I need. A great rate on a car that has less than 500 miles on it. And it's big enough for me and all my camping gear, yet dignified enough for my city girl.
Now economy cars with unlimited mileage are just $129 a week. Minivans are just $249. Optional LDW is $11.99 per day. Offer valid through July 7th at participating Boston area budget locations. Certain restrictions apply. Call locally at 497-1800.
Well, my city girl, she turns out to be a Class A Girl Scout. Me? I turn out to have a romance with Poison Ivy. Go figure.
The smart money is on budget.
WBZ News Time, 10:35. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 21.5 points, closing at 35.10 and a half. Now the extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Jay Shulman.
Well, Daryl, it will be partly to mostly cloudy overnight and Wednesday with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, low overnight 57, Wednesday's high 73 to 78. Muggy Wednesday night with a shower in a few locations, low 67. For Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, hot and humid with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high 88. Looking ahead to Friday, partly sunny and less humid, high 80. Out on the Cape on Wednesday, clouds and a shower to start, then some sunshine for the afternoon, high 72. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Jay Shulman.
Boston temperature 67, going down to around 57 overnight, as we have variable cloudiness and the possibility of some showers, even a thunderstorm. I'm Darrell Gould, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
We continue our look at WBZ's 72-year history.
2 years.
Scott Feibusch, a WBZ news writer, joins me. Tonight, we are joined in the next half hour, beginning now with Alan Derry, BZ disc jockey from 1955 until 1961, and Jay Dunn, a BZ disc jockey from 1960 until 1967. A little bit later in this half hour, we'll be joined by Dave Maynard and also by Dave Maynard, depending upon whichever one you want. Once again, let me introduce you to our two guests during this hour, and my colleague will inspire in them wonderful reminiscences. Alan Derry, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. And Jay Dunn, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, it's my pleasure to hear both of you with us tonight. I have, of course, heard you both, but mainly Jay Dunn, because I only moved to Boston in 1962, so while I heard a little bit of BZ when I lived in Connecticut, I didn't hear it as much as many have. Scott Feibusch, you have talked with these gentlemen earlier in setting up this interview. Please move ahead with them.
Well, I have. I think, David, as you noted, you've been in Boston for a few years now, but not long enough necessarily to remember Alan Derry on the air. I certainly do not. If both of you gentlemen could begin by just talking a little bit about what the station sounded like during your days here.
Alan, I remember you.
I remember you. Jay, as I recall, you wrote a nice letter to the Manchester Country Club for me.
Well, as a matter of fact, that goes back a ways too, Alan, not quite as far back as our days at BZ, but yeah, I remember that well.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say that in my formative years of getting involved in broadcasting, which started back, I think maybe the year before you started at BZ, I always listened to BZ and thought, you know, maybe someday I'd have a chance to visit the studios. And as time went on, son of a gun, I ended up there. And I think part of the dream was listening to people like yourself. And I can't remember, but the Live Five, as I remember it was called.
Jay, you're absolutely right, and I was trying to reminisce tonight who the Live Five actually was in name. Two of them I don't even remember, but I remember they did get a big airplane in those days. I forget, you know, the actual plane itself, but they got us on board, big signs on the airplane.
I'm having a tough time. I'm down here in North Carolina, and the phone is very faint.
Oh, can you hear me all right in Boston?
Yeah,
a little bit.
We hear you fine here.
Okay. Anyway, the Live Five got aboard the plane and went down to New York, mm-hmm. and Westinghouse headquarters in New York threw a nice party and welcomed us in, because actually Norm Prescott and myself, I think, were the first two DJs who actually went live on BZ, with the exception of Carl, because it was all network in those days. And they had the soaps and everything. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got it all started. And Jay, you followed, didn't you?
Hello.
Jay, you followed the day of the network shows primarily?
Oh, yes, I came considerably after that, and all of the hullabaloo that came along with the Kiefhoffer investigations, too.
Oh, yeah. You remember names like Arthur Amadon?
Oh, very well.
Streeter Stewart.
Well, they were still there when I was at BZ, absolutely, and those were people that I revered in the news department, and you know, BZ was a part of my growing up, and I was just glad to be a part of it later on in my life.
Gentlemen, I'm going to take some calls with you in a moment. I just want you to hear a couple of things that you'll find amusing. It will only take a few seconds, and then we'll go to calls at 254-1030.
Yes, indeed. Go away, little girl. The happening is right there on WBZ Radio, and we have 12 minutes after 2 o'clock right now on Radio 103. It's the Jay Dunn Show with Bruce Bradley coming by here at 2:30.
If you like love songs soft and sweet, if you like your rhythm with a beat, hear the kind of music that you choose, popular hits, ballads and blues, and a lot of tips to gals and guys, where to get the most attractive vibes. So if you're at home or in your car,
Listen to the Alan Terry Show. Listen to the Alan Terry Show. When you listen to your radio, listen to the Alan Terry Show.
Well, you're listening to a little revived Alan Terry Show tonight. We'll get to Don, our first caller, with Jay Dunn and Alan Derry in just a minute and a half here on WBZ. Give us a call. Don will be next, and we hope others will join us also. Time is fleeing, so please call immediately if you'd like to talk with these two guys.
Hello?
Yo, Vinny, just got me a new AT&T cordless phone, know what I'm saying?
Is that you, Monk?
No, it's my grandma out here in the stoop. What, it don't sound like me?
Monk, you just sound real natural.
AT&T cordless phones give you the most natural sound you can get, no matter how you naturally sound.
Real natural, Monk.
Get the clear sound and easy-to-use features that make AT&T the number one selling cordless phone. Now at great prices at AT&T phone centers and other fine retailers. If you need new shocks, come to Sears now. Our prices on gas shocks have never been lower. Through June 20th, our special purchase Steady Rider gas shocks are as low as $8.88 for passenger cars, as low as $16.88 for light trucks, and they're backed coast to coast. Ask a Sears suspension specialist for details. Our prices on gas shocks have never been lower. Through June 20th at Sears Tire and Auto Center. Driven to satisfy. America's number one place for tires is getting even better. At Sears, we've rolled back our already low prices on over a million tires, including the leading brand names. Now you can get all-season Guardsman radials with a 30,000-mile warranty as low as $17.88 each for the P155-80R13. Just $17.88 each. And Sears will install them in less than an hour. See store for details. We've rolled back prices at Sears Tire and Auto Center. Driven to satisfy.
Get your Irish up with WBZ and the Irish Cultural Center at Festival 93 at Stonehill College, June 11th through the 13th. Enjoy Irish musicians, singers, dancers, craftspeople, and much more. It's a three-day celebration of Irish culture at its finest. Join Dave Maynard as he broadcasts live from Festival 93 on Sunday, June 13th from noon to 6. That's Festival 93 at Stonehill College, June 11th through the 13th from the Irish Cultural Center and WBZ News Radio 1030.
103 WBZ.
Isn't that something? All right, we continue. Alan Derry and Jay Dunn are with us. Don, good evening. You're on with Jay and Alan and Scott Feibusch and me. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, David. Hello, Alan. Don from Somerville. Don and Kay?
Hi, how are you?
Very good. And we do miss you on BZ and your Sunday mailbag show. We always look forward to.
Well, that was another station, I believe.
I know, but we listen to you always on BZ for years. We started off many years back. And somebody asked earlier this evening about Bill Mallow. He works at a Waltham station Saturday evenings, 2 hours to Snarf and 2 hours to Jazz.
Uh-huh.
But Alan is one of the most nicest gentlemen left in the business. And Boston misses you very much, and we all love you, Alan.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you.
Don, thank you, sir.
Hi, Alan. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. We continue. John, good evening. You're on WBZ.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Now, you were talking of the Live 5.
Yes.
Alan, of course, and Norm, and Carl, and John Bassett, and Bill Marlow were the other two.
No, there was somebody else.
Well, I've got a list in front of me from 1957 with the five of you here. I should mention also, by the way, if people are interested in what was getting played back then, some of the songs listed on the top 10 albums here, and this is from 1957, Dance with Lester Lanin, Lester Lanin Orchestra.
Lanin. You see, now this is the age thing. Lester Lanin, okay.
Frank Sinatra.
You heard of John Lanin? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Frank Lester Sinatra. Had a big seat in Washington.
He sure did. Yeah, right. Exactly. Go ahead.
Frank Sinatra, the score to Around the World in 80 Days. This was before rock and roll at WBZ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there anything before rock and roll? I'm astounded. That's amazing. John, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Also, in the history of WBZ, when Alan and Norm came over, and then later Dave, they all came over from the old ORL, and I listened to Alan and Norm back on the old ORL. I listened to Norm to Alan from ORL until he retired here from the old Kiss AM.
Right.
Alan, are you working now?
No, I finally sat down and said, I think I'll polish my golf clubs.
Oh, that's too bad. You still following the Sox?
Oh, you can say that again. They're tied 4-4 tonight.
Are they tied 4-4?
You see, John? There you are. John, thank you.
All right. Nice talking to you, Alan. We wish you were back on the air. We miss you.
Thanks very much, John.
Bye-bye.
We'll continue with Jay and Alan. I will go to Dave, our next caller, and we'll continue our discussion. Dave Maynard will join us in about 7 minutes here on WBZ.
WBZ. All New England singing. Everybody swinging.
What was that?
A cannonball dive, my soaking sunbather, and a good one, too.
Hey, I know you.
Oh, of course you do. I'm Circular Man, bringing news of Brooks Pharmacy's huge summer circular sale.
So what's on sale now?
What would you like to be on sale?
Sunscreen?
Certainly. Copper Tone Sun Care Products, regularly $8.29, now just $5.99.
Shampoo?
Okay. Suave Hair Care, regularly $1.99, now only $1.29.
Oh, how about bug spray?
How about Cutter Insect Repellent or Deep Woods Off? Only $1.49 after rebate. Gesundheit.
Any allergy stuff?
Benadryl Bonus Size Allergy Medicine. Only $1.89 after rebate.
Circular Man.
Yes?
You're dripping wet. Take this towel.
No, thanks. I brought my own.
But that's a Brooks Pharmacy circular.
Yes, it is, my pool party petunia. Not only is it filled with super values, it's also very absorbent.
Brooks Summer Circular Sale. Stop in or call for free home delivery. 1-800-544-4554.
Milford and Melrose stores open 24 hours.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Maynard. Say, for an unforgettable luncheon experience for yourself and a friend or business acquaintance, try Anthony's Pier 4. Enjoy some of the most delicious food New England has to offer in a truly elegant oceanfront setting, and where the parking is always free. Select from a menu of award-winning international and regional dishes, each prepared to the exacting standards of Anthony Athanas and his four sons. You will delight in Anthony's delicious lobster bisque, freshly broiled Boston scrod, swordfish grilled to perfection, and Anthony's famous freshly baked popovers. And if you can't spend lunch at the original Anthony's in Boston or one of Anthony's four other fine restaurants, Anthony's takeout menu lets you enjoy the same fine gourmet cooking right in your office or home. So for lunchtime dining at its very best, call Anthony's Pier 4, 482-6262. That's 482-6262 for reservations or the takeout menu. Anthony's Pier 4.
Sandy, trash your old recliner. Sears has all recliners on sale for Father's Day.
No, they're loaded, Harry.
Oh. All Strata loungers, all cat nappers, prices as low as $149.99.
Stand clear.
Plus, there's outstanding values on special purchase items.
Whoa!
Finished?
Let's go.
All recliners on sale through June 19th at Sears Home Life Furniture and most Sears stores.
You can count on me, Sears Roebuck and Company.
New, a sound that's new.
New for us.
And new for you. It's new radio in New England. WBZ Boston Plus.
So sorry I missed that era. Dave, good evening. You're on WBZ with Alan Derry and Jay Dunn.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Alan, were you on the radio in the late afternoon?
At BZ?
Yes.
No, I did the 10 till 2 o'clock slot. Carl was on early morning, then I came on, and I believe Norm Prescott followed from 2 until 6.
Okay, because I used to build model airplanes in the cellar.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be like the late 50s, maybe 61. Were you on at that time?
No, I left in 61, I believe.
Do you recall who was on the radio in the afternoons then?
Somebody may bring it up. I'm not sure our guests can recall it right now, but maybe somebody else will remember it.
Well, you used to, also, they said WBZ, WBZA, Springfield.
Right.
Could you explain what that is?
Well, they had a transmitter down there, or at least an outlet down there, and that's the way the license, I guess, originally was given. But later, of course, they knocked that off, and now it's strictly BZ in Boston.
Now, the station, in fact, it began in Springfield, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program.
Right.
And they put the Boston transmitter on in 1924, and eventually the Boston station, of course, became by far the larger of the two operations with the 50,000-watt transmitter and all. And what happened, actually, and we have some sound that we can bring on a little bit later in the broadcast.
of the very last broadcast from WBZA, the FCC made them sell the station when they wanted to buy another station out in Los Angeles in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Did that station go off the air or go into another call letter?
No, it went off the air because they were on 1030, of course. It would have been hard to maintain a separate station out there.
Oh, wow. Oh, I just learned something.
Well, I did too, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be joined by Dave Maynard and Dave Maynard and Alan Deary and Jay Dunn after this on WBZ.
Wonderful music, news you bet. Here at the center of the dial you get the bright, exciting sounds of tomorrow on WBZ.
You're the proud parent of a genius, little Joey, who just took his very first steps.
Good boy, Joey.
You just can't wait to show your folks. So you pack up a bottle, round up the necessary child development tools, and bundle up your little bundle. You strap him into the car seat and drive out to see your folks. And about a half an hour later, you proudly arrive. Too bad they weren't around. Next time, call first. Because little Joey's had just about enough traveling for one day. And it's a long ride home. We're the one for you, New England. New England Telephone. Part of the 9X family.
It was just your average day. Up at 6:30, get the family going. In the car, Ralph says he needs to get some cash for the train. Thank heavens there's a Bay Bank Express 24 near the station, or he'd have missed the 7:20. Drop off the kids and the laundry and still get to work early. Meetings, faxes, phone calls. Ah, it's lunchtime. I go out and pick up the new wallpaper. Thanks to my handy Bay Bank credit card, grab a sandwich. The rest of the afternoon flies by. A little after 5, Ralph calls, says he'll do the grocery shopping. You know, Mom was wrong about Ralph. I say, Ralph, you didn't get that much cash this morning. He says, no problem. I'll pay for the groceries with my Bay Bank card. I get home. There's Ralph in the kitchen surrounded by groceries. And he says, what's for dinner? Maybe Mom was right.
Bay Bank value packages. Checking, savings, credit, Bay Bank card convenience, and more. All at a great price for people who value their time as much as their money. Available at over 200 Bay Bank offices or call 1-800-BAY-FAST anytime. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
BZ time, 10:53. In 39 seconds, you will hear from Dave Maynard. Here is Dave Maynard in 1961.
Hi, this is Dave Maynard on WBZ, reminding you that every weekend is wonderful when you dial Radio 103. Now, for instance, each Sunday morning, Carl D'Souza is here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And at 9:30, I'm along with a countdown of the WBZ Spectacular 61, New England's most popular survey of musical taste. So remember...
The weekend is wonderful on WBZ Radio.
All right, Jeremy, shall we take out the big one?
All right, Maynard, I think that's great fun. You're on
I
with
think
you.
I think that's sexy.
I think it's sexy, too. And you're on with Alan Deary and Jay Dunn and Dave Maynard.
May I just ask Jay, where are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Dave asked where you are.
Right now I'm in North Carolina. I'm a little R&R from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Little golf this weekend, David.
But you do live in Hilton Head.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Been there 9 years. Absolutely love it.
Hey, Alan?
Yes.
Been a long time.
I know it, Dave. I was reminiscing tonight with an old-timer that you know.
Who's that?
And he said, how long did it take you to teach Dave how to do commercials?
Hey, he
still
right
hasn't
too.
Learned.
Oh, God.
Are you still known as David Heartfelt, Maynard?
Not too often.
Not too often?
They've used a couple of other adjectives, but that doesn't seem,
they caught up with you.
How's your golf game, Dave?
Stinks.
It does?
Yeah.
Your knees giving you trouble?
No, not at all, as a matter of fact.
This is, by the way, for people who are younger than Dave Maynard, which is most of us, this is how old-timers reminisce. They talk about their knees.
Get away.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious? I'm one of the youngest here now.
You may be, but Scott Feibusch is about a millionth of our ages, so what are we going to do about it? Scott, why don't you ask something?
They sound good for older fellows.
I think they sound terrific. Scott, join in.
A question that came up here, and I was looking at some playlists from 1957 and then from a few years later in the 60s. When rock and roll came along here, what was it like here? Was there a lot of resistance to the coming of rock and roll to BZ?
I was the only one that resisted it. That was the problem.
I think it came along gently. It didn't just jump in all of a sudden. It kind of moved in slowly
I think we did it with some class. I know that's I really mean that, because the guys when we were in our rock and roll station, I always thought that we handled it with, you know, we didn't wear shades and call everybody hey man and talk. And everybody was doing it in those days, but we had too much class for that, right, Jay?
Absolutely. Yeah. Never a doubt.
And Alan just said, well, I'm not going to play anybody but Victor Moe.
That's right. Well, you know, you older fellas I like to listen to and kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I got to tell you a quick story, if we have time, about a guy named Streeter Stewart, Dave.
Sure, please do.
Streeter was, I understand he just had surgery.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the case. We asked him to be with us tonight, and unfortunately, he just was not feeling up to it. But.
Well, I hope he's doing well. But back in those early years, he was a fellow who spoke I don't know how many languages. He was a brilliant guy. But he had a weakness. If you looked at him sideways, he'd break up in the middle of a newscast. So one afternoon, I said to Streeter, I said, I'm not going to bother you, but 2 minutes by the clock, I'm going to be up the other end of the hall, and you're going to break up. And 2 minutes later, I was up with the girl at the switchboard, and he broke up. I never forgot that. It was so funny at the time.
He didn't break up, though, really. He used to just go to pieces.
You call it what you will.
And when I first heard him do that, I said, what's wrong with him? Because there was this high-pitched squeal. He'd been forcing whatever was trying to find its way out of his larynx.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just came out like a bugle call. I'd never heard anything like it. You couldn't mistake it very much.
Well, he was a great
man. I know why you were 2 minutes away, too.
Why?
They wouldn't blame it on you.
We will, by the way, be hearing from Streeter right at the top of the hour. We've got another piece of vintage sound coming up.
Are you going to have him on live?
No, but another piece of vintage sound.
Well, if you do talk to him, please give him my very best.
Absolutely, mine too.
Gentlemen, thank you all for being with us tonight. We move on into the wonderful world of commercial load here. Alan Derry, Jay Dunn, Dave Maynard, thank you all for being with
bye-bye.
Us.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, guys.
It's been great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank bye-bye. You, and good night. We will be, as Scott just put it, hearing from Streeter. And we'll also be joined by Carl DeSouze and Jefferson Kay during the next hour. Let me put on this cut that Scott got here. This is WBZA going off the air July 17th. 1962.
If it were a matter of our own individual determination, we would continue as we have for these many years to operate WBZA regardless of the considerable expense. However, under its interpretation of the maximum ownership rule, the commission has directed that WBZA must be discontinued.
While WBZ loses its Springfield operation with great reluctance, the station will continue to serve New England with its same high standards.
This is James Whitmore, and I'm here with Jeannie Hess. She's not only a champion gardener, but gardening is actually her business. And I guess that's one reason why you depend on the Miracle-Gro no-clog feeder.
When you're doing a bed of this length, there's no way you could do it with a watering can or a bucket. You have to use the feeder to get a wider spray, and you can cover all the flowers in a short period of time.
With the Miracle-Gro no-clog feeder, you can actually feed your whole lawn or garden in minutes.
Yeah, it's very easy to use.
This is WBZ Boston, the spirit of New England, Group W Radio, a Westinghouse broadcasting station. The time is exactly 11 o'clock.
Stand by for news, first, fast, and factual from the WBZ News Center.
It's
11 o'clock, Boston temperature 65. WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Jay Schulman is calling for variable cloudiness, the possibility of some showers overnight, and perhaps a thunderstorm, the low temperature 57. Wednesday, clouds with some showers and possible thunderstorms, a high temperature of 73 to 78 degrees. I'm Darrell Gould, WBZ News. Mayor Flynn says he is satisfied after meeting with people at the White House and at the State Department today. He's been reassured that when he becomes ambassador to the Vatican, it'll be more than just a ceremonial role. It'll be just what the president had told him it would be. The mayor says he had good reason for his sudden concern.
There was some public discussion by the State Department as to whether or not I would be given this this expanded new role. And while they were, in fact, anonymous sources, nevertheless, it was very, very important to clear the air and to make sure that the role that the president outlined for me in March was, in fact, the role that I was going to be playing.
So says Flynn, he still wants the job. That decision has freed up the six candidates who've announced their bid to succeed Flynn as mayor to resume campaigning. John Nucci says he's not surprised at the way it all turned out, but now he is anxious to get on with it.
No, I'm really not surprised. You know, this was a 24, 48-hour glitch in this campaign. It didn't do any damage to my candidacy. I don't suspect it did damage to anyone else's candidacy. It's over. We're all in the starting gate now. Let's go.
As the education reform package that went through the routine process of final enactment in the state legislature today, Governor Weld issued a warning to local officials. Don't waste the extra cash contained in that measure to give out pay raises for teachers. The governor says Massachusetts teachers have the eighth highest pay in the country. He said he hopes the local officials have the moral courage to resist pressure. The governor's warning was blasted by the Massachusetts Teachers Association. They say Massachusetts teachers are not overpaid, and many of them are underpaid. The state Supreme Court says the former Massachusetts insurance commissioner, Kay Doughty, goofed. She used the wrong math when she came up with last year's auto insurance rates. The court sent the matter back to the insurance division to figure out again. The companies had sought an increase of more than 11% last year. They got 5.2%. Most folks figure the rates probably won't go up very much because of that decision, probably about 10 bucks for the average motorist. A federal judge used some really strong language today describing the United States' treatment of Haitians with AIDS who've been kept at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and ordered them freed immediately. Peter Dench has more on that story from Miami.
Here in Miami, in the city's Haitian community, it is a day marked by mixed feelings. Many applaud the judge's order to release refugees at the Guantanamo Naval Base to anywhere but Haiti. They expect the refugees to be sent to detention camps in this country in either Florida, Texas, or Louisiana. That would give Haitians here a chance to see loved ones. Haitian exiles are at the same time, though, disappointed about an apparent move to the right in their country as the current prime minister is stepping down because of differences with the military. And many exiles want to see Jean-Bertrand Aristide return to power. Aristide, the country's first popularly elected president, was ousted in a military coup in 1991. Peter Dench, ABC News, Miami.
WBZ News Time, 11:03. Time for traffic.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.